and they may be aired during the lesson.
Astara.
Concealment.
בשביל מה אנחנו צריכים הסתרה?
What do we need concealment for?
אנחנו גם כן לומדים אתכם מהחומת הקבלה.
We also study together from the wisdom of Kabbalah that several their actions they are done by the upper force, the force of the Creator. And how many actions does it perform in order to build that system in which we exist? To begin with, and we start from truly zero in the bottommost state to develop. It goes through all of the worlds, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, down to this world, and breaks the desires and connects the desires in order to build a system that would be able to absorb this created being called Adam, and later on this Adam that the Creator creates on the level of the world of Atzilut, how this Adam, all in all, he's our prototype. He gets broken, and after the shattering and falling and many, many descents, finally starts to become revealed in some small animal like us on the degree of this world. And from that, we begin to build ourselves in the form of Adam, human, not everyone, but only those in whom the point in the heart awakens. And all of the others, they all seem as beasts, as it says. But those who have an inclination to attain the Creator, that they were revealed in such a way in Babylon, they call themselves Yeshar Kel, Israel. And they begin to build out of themselves the form that resembles the Creator, the form of Adam. And all of the others do not. They are as beasts, as animals, meaning they exist on the animate level. They only feel themselves and whatever is happening inside of them. Only that, as the Zohar says, that their eyes are turned inwards. And they do not feel what is happening outside of them. And only those who are ready to come out with faith above reason, to come out of of their own sight and feeling to whatever is happening outside of them, they are called Adam, similar to the Creator. This is why the entire degree of Adam, similar to the Creator, begins from us acquiring the quality of bestowal, or you can call it faith above reason, a spiritual vessel, and we begin to be similar to the Creator in that we exist in a vessel of bestowal. And if we cannot come out from our egoistic vessels, then we are still on the degree of they all seem as beasts, even though, nevertheless, we do get a certain drive, because the Creator wants us to come closer and resemble Him, and He performs all kinds of games with us, all kinds of exercises, all kinds of awakenings within us. And we learn how much the Creator created all kinds of special conditions in order to give us, to create the conditions so that we will be able to become similar to Him. And it's not simple. He broke and created and arranged all of the desires and thoughts in a special interconnection between them in order for us to be able later on to sort them, scrutinize them, and so that each one out of himself and later on out of those who are connected to him, close to him, that on the one hand they are the opposite of him, they are his friends, on the other hand he brings them closer, and from that attitude between them he builds an image of bestowal of connection, the image of here. This is why the concealment was given to us, especially by the Creator. He broke himself, that is, that system of Adam that he created, he broke it in order for us to put it back together. And by us assembling it, we build him. As it says, you have made me. In that system of Adam Rishon, in those relations between the broken parts, that they hate each other, reject each other, each one wants to be proud and be above the others, control the others, but specifically to the opposite, when we want to reach a state where each one annuls himself towards the friends, each one is willing to do whatever they want, even though his ego doesn't allow him, but more and more he scrutinizes each and every detail about how much he doesn't want to annul and how much he has to annul towards them. And in such a way, specifically, he connects himself to them and them to him. And that way, each and every one, out of his point, the point of the shattering, what we call the point in the heart, he builds out of himself the Creator, each one. And this is why each one can be called Adam. As it says, you are called Adam men. And this is what we need to attain. Is what we need to attain. And it also says, you have made me, that we make the Creator. We make ourselves through all of our actions, our thoughts and desires towards the others. We need to make out of ourselves similar to Him. And here, one should think, how can I do it? In each thought, in each action, in each deed, in whatever one has, is he performing an action so that the Creator is hidden and the person is doing it so that he is seemingly operating instead of the Creator? That is, the concealment exists deliberately around us so that we will determine our relations between us such that it's like each one is the Creator towards whatever is outside of us. Each one towards everyone. And by that, according to the plan of creation, we need to reach resembling the Creator, each one of us and all of us together. Today, we're beginning this path of resembling the Creator, each one of us. Today, we're beginning to actualize it. And this is why we see how much reality is already feeling itself as broken, incapable of doing anything on the one hand, and on the other hand, how much it must have it, and therefore nothing will help us. No success with the antivirus or all kinds of other things, none of it will help us. The success must be in the correct connection between us so that each one will relate to the others like the Creator, each one will want to be Adam, similar to the Creator. And this actually is our work. And we need to understand, to begin to understand already, that this is it. This is our work and nothing. The Creator values each one of us according to how much we understand this whole path that He paved for us so that we can resemble Him, and our success in reaching this state of Adam, being similar to Him. And we need to understand that today, indeed, according to what is revealed, we are beginning this work on the dimension, on the scale of the whole of humanity. However, there's a difference who understands it, who does not understand it, and how much we can advance on this path until we will resemble ourselves, liken ourselves to the Creator completely. And in that, each and every one, and I'm already talking about us, the Baruch, each and every one has to show himself as a representative of the Creator. He should show himself that he is similar to the Creator and give an example in something that he is similar to the Creator. And then if we will depict ourselves, each one towards the others in this way, then by that each one will be called an angel, that he wants to resemble the Creator. And that way, in such a way, when we build out of ourselves more and more forms of the Creator, we will reach equivalence, identification. Adhesion. This is why we need to see in the concealment that the Creator has created, in those degrees from above, from itself, all the way down to this world, the way He created all of these degrees, these stairs, how much all of these degrees are pre-calculated and they're built in a gradual manner in order for us to be able to rise on them and resemble the Creator, reach Him, each one of us and all of us together, reach the degree of Adam, similar to the Creator. And therefore, each and every moment in my life, I need to think, in what do I want to resemble the Creator? And then it will be clear to me, what does it mean to work in bestowal, in faith above reason, in connection, in love, meaning all of these things, they are natural, necessary. These are the qualities of the upper force that I must constantly see more and more how I build myself in such a way, arrange myself, assemble myself in order to carry out such actions in relation to the whole of reality that is broken on purpose, showing me where I am. All in all, the world, Olam, is concealment. This is how I see myself inside. That is the world. And to the extent that I correct my attitude to the world, I start to see how much this world is becoming more and more corrected. And it all depends on my correction. There are many words here, many sentences that we could add, but all in all, the idea is this, that we exist in our situation in order for each one of us and all of us together to build out of ourselves the image of the Creator. Simply to play in that, to act in that, just like little children play with dolls and all kinds of things that they build. This is how we need to build between us relations so that by that we intend to resemble the qualities of the Creator.
Dear Rav, you said that by every thought and state in life I have to resemble the Creator. What does that mean right now in the lesson? How do I do it?
I am now under concealment. Our whole topic is the topic of concealment. For a few days already, we've been studying about it. All in all, this is what the Creator had prepared for us. This concealment precisely matches in quantity and quality in all of the different manners for us to gradually discover Him. That we exist in the same form as Him. That we relate to one another like Him, that we think and feel like Him more and more and more. This is what we need. So, the concealment only awakens, it gives me conditions so that out of it, I'll be able in the most correct manner to discover the Creator.
But what does that mean, that I think like the Creator, feel like the Creator?
Well, we study the actions of the Creator. These are actions of bestowal and love, in general. So then I need to depict to myself, in my relations with the friends, in what forms of bestowal and love I need to be towards them and towards the whole world, in order for me to resemble the Creator more and more. That's it. There is the matter of the mitzvot, commandments. We will talk about them later. And it stems from that also, that in order to resemble the Creator, I can perform all kinds of other such actions in relating to each and every element in reality, so that that also somehow advances me in a certain way towards the image of the Creator. But for the time being, what is important for us and where we have to build ourselves is towards the ten. That I relate to each friend in the form that this is how the Creator relates to him. Can I do that? As I imagine how the Creator is relating to my friend, can I relate to the friend also in such a way? Try it out. Look, what is missing? Talk about it. And out of you composing such forms of relations, you will see how you're advancing, and you will truly discover that the Creator is living between us, that we build Him, we give Him life, and that spirit, the spirit of bestowal and love, which is the Creator, starts to be sought after, and later on becomes revealed, and later on He comes alive, and He determines everything that we have between us.
The topic of the lesson is concealment. We talked about how the Creator works in relation to us out of concealment. If we say that we have to build an attitude like the Creator has to us, then what's the state of concealment in the actions that I have to do towards the friends in the world?
I need to depict to myself from the state that I'm in, how do I build relations from me to the friends, the ten, and later on with respect to all of Nei Baruch, and later on towards the whole of humanity, in a way that I have in me, I develop within me, I cultivate within me the qualities of the Creator. And by that I will be called Adam.
Здравейте, Раф. Знаем, че във всеки от нас има различна степен желание за разкриване на Твореца. Правилната работа в
решимот
за реализация
learn
тази разлика в степента на желание за разкритие.
That whether is the correct work in the ten on the realization of the various Shemot determine the intensity of desire for revelation.
You, in your preparation in the ten, discover what is it that you need to do in order to truly resemble the Creator. You need to think, how does the Creator relate to my friends? This is how you need to try to relate to them. How does the Creator relate to the whole of Bnei Baruch? This is a more external circle. How should I relate to them in such a way? How does the Creator relate to the whole of humanity? Or in general, to the whole of nature, which is the matter of, you know, today they're talking a lot about a correct, nice attitude to nature. And this is how we need to relate to everyone, to the ten, that is my minimal circle, that is my soul. Later on, my soul as it expands more, which is the worldwide neighborhood, and later on, the whole of humanity, and later on, in general, the whole of reality. And I need to determine my relations to all of these circles, like the Creator, meaning with love, with connection, with a nice, good attitude, so that everything, what is important for me is only one thing, for them to exist and to exist in connection, in love, with mutual relations between them, such that love covers all crimes. And I then need to see in that all in all, these crimes that I discover between them, I can cover them with love, and then all of these crimes become connection, and that way we advance from hatred to love. I actually am the one who is advancing. And this way, the whole world, according to my perception, reaches the end of correction, and it is all ahead of us. That is the work that we have before us. But the most important is that I need to realize that to be Adam means to resemble the Creator, to be similar to the Creator. And that is the work, and that is the problem that I have before me each and every moment, towards each and everything that I see before me.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
In un amico si risveglia un forte odio.
If in a friend a strong hatred awakens,
come ci dobbiamo comportare?
Does it mean that he's in a concealment, and how do we cope with that in order to reach the goal?
The relations between us, we need to see them, all of them, that they are coming from the Creator, from the general force. However, in the relations between us, there are such relations that are positive or negative that I can cope with them or that I cannot cope with them. So, according to that, I need to position myself in a way that is closer or farther away from the friends, from these relations, from everything that I see or read, and accordingly, meaning in resembling, in relating to everyone with love as much as I can or as much as I cannot, more with this one, less with that one, with the other one later, with this one I cannot cope at all, I seemingly keep a distance, this is not yet for me. This is how we build our relations to reality. We do a sorting over the whole of reality, how much we can be closer or farther. Look what we get from the Kabbalists, from our teachers. They say, first of all, make a 10. Start building yourselves in the 10. Later on, you can expand the 10 to a wider circle, the worldwide Bnei Baruch, the men and the women. Later on, you will relate through that also to the whole world. to the whole of humanity, and later on to the whole of nature, right? Seemingly also to ecology and all of those things start. But the thing is to feel that each and every moment I position myself at the center of reality, and I want to relate to the whole of reality like the Creator. Be Adam, to develop Adam out of myself. Because this way, each time I need to determine it more and more. Maybe it won't be seen on the outside. Maybe it won't be evident on the outside. This is the wisdom of the hidden. It is hidden from us, and it's also hidden from each one towards his friend, maybe. But all in all, we need out of ourselves to constantly be concerned. Am I similar to the Creator or not? Similar or not? Similar or not? In each and every moment. And by that, we will see how much we're constantly testing, checking ourselves, seemingly paging through the pages within us. I'm checking myself. What am I composed of? And how should I arrange my attitude to each and everything, and to aim myself to come closer or distance myself, to relate this way or that way? And in all of this inner work, I actually am calibrating my vessel, my soul, my inner violin. I am calibrating it, tuning it, so that I can be good and doing good towards everyone. And by that, I become Adam, similar to the Creator. It's a long way, but gradually we can begin to do it. We've reached it. This is why I'm talking about it now already. And also the whole world is in a state of confusion. They don't know what to do. So let us, in this work, also gradually, later on, once we have some experience, let's start talking to them that we have no choice. This is how we have to relate to one another. And this is actually the correction of the world.
Rav, я сейчас услышал от вас, что я должен стать творцом.
Rav, I heard from you that I need to be the creator for my friends.
This is what it says. You have made me. About Adam, man, it says that he needs to be like the Creator. There are many verses about it. You are called man, Adam. What does it mean, you are called man, Adam? That you want to resemble the Creator. Meaning, that is our work. Practically to them, not saying anything new. I'm just emphasizing more our work so that it will truly be detailed, clear before our eyes. I need to determine my attitude to each and every one, and even to the still, vegetative, and animate, as the Creator is relating to them. With love, all in all. But there are degrees in love.
In practice, I have to become the reason for life for my friends. I can't understand how this responsibility can suddenly happen.
Yes, I need to feel that the whole world depends on me. I'm responsible for the whole world, because from one's point, he's related to the upper force, and he's passing through himself life to the whole of reality, to the whole of humanity, to all of the souls. So, of course, each one of us is responsible, and the more we will grow, we will expand that pipeline that passes through us to the entire world, to all of the souls. So, of course, we will be even more responsible, even more important. Yes, this is why it is called the righteous is the foundation, the yesod of the world. Yesod, meaning that all of the white light passes through him to the whole of you.
Yeah,
How to browse through these pages during the day and look for whether I'm similar to the Creator?
Each and every moment you look at the friends, you look at yourself, you look at the world, and you imagine to yourself that you are relating to all of the things that are outside of you like the Creator, meaning as good and doing good in the form of bestowal and love. That is all.
How do you see the friend who plays the Creator? What do you see in him?
I don't know. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how do I, each and every moment in my life, thanks to the concealment that we've been studying for the last few days, how thanks to the concealment we reach a state where we build out of ourselves, each and every one builds out of himself, the Creator, in his relation to whatever is outside of him.
Dear Rav, our friend is asking, what is this hidden love longing in us for friends?
I don't know what hidden love we have in us. We're now talking not about the love that is hidden. We're talking about the fact that each and every one, each and every moment, tries to make out of himself the image of the Creator in his relation to the others, which is good and doing good to the good and to the bad, with love, with connection. And all of this, for him, is the most important. First of all, in the 10, we need to behave this way towards each other.
Well,
at least inside of my 10, I must show myself this way towards the others. Of course, in that there are many questions. How do I depict myself that I'm good and doing good? How should I disclose it to them? Should I give it to them as an example or some kind of a hint? Or maybe I should behave in an altogether different way, because by me showing them this example, maybe by this I'm chaining them so that they will not be able to have a free choice whether to be good or bad. There are many questions in that, but we scrutinize all of them by being drawn, each and every one, to behave towards the 10 like the Creator towards the created beings, meaning as good and doing good. What does it mean to be good, to be doing good? How? Where? We need to scrutinize all of this. This is the life of the 10, the inner life. So let us engage in that, not play in that, but engage in it truly. So much so that we will feel that indeed the Creator, the Upper Light, is also with us in all of our efforts, until we will feel that He is clothing in our efforts, and we are building between us such relations that you might call it the Creator. Good and doing good, there is none else besides Him, that we want to have such relations. And we will feel that each and every time the relations between us are corrupting, we will accept this as opportunities to bring ourselves to a degree of connection and a warm attitude, which are more and more, higher and higher. By that, we will become partners of the Creator. He is corrupting creation, and we fix creation. And that way, we start to feel ourselves as partners, playing together in a single game. Okay?
Ita free.
Sì, Rab, sembra che per costruire un vaso di dazione deve succedere qualcosa di sconvolgente nella decina.
It seems that in order to build a vessel of bestowal, something revolutionary needs to happen in the 10. Or we can build it by little actions that each of us does in the 10.
Anachnu, ayom,
we today are beginning a new stage in the relations between us in our construction as a soul, so that each one is obligated to relate to the others with love. There is no innovation here, besides the fact that we're not waiting, we're not expecting anything, but rather we are constantly checking, where can I relate to everything that I hear, everything that I see, everything that I feel when I'm in our world, in my world, how can I relate to my world that it is humanity, the tents, Bnei Baruch, each and everything? How can I position myself towards the whole of reality like the Creator? That I want as quickly as possible to reach the degree of Adam, similar to Him, in all the variations, in all the forms that the Creator, by which the Creator is revealing reality to me. And He is revealing it to me, especially in order for me to try to make out of myself similar to Him. That's it. Out of love, out of appreciation to Him, I want to relate this way to the whole of reality. From study with those who are close to me, those are my friends in the ten, and then those who are farther away, Bnei Baruch in general, and later even more distant, the whole of humanity, etc. That's it. This is what we need from here on to start to engage in.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, Havarim. We have a question from our 10. I believe we are told that we should ask to see the greatness of the Creator, but not ask for the Creator to reveal Himself. Can you explain the difference between those two concepts? Toda, Rav.
This is the opposite of our way. We need to build out of ourselves the image of the Creator. And it's not that we are asking of Him that He will reveal Himself. We need to discover Him. We need to build Him. And besides that, you have nothing else to discover. The Creator cannot be revealed before you discover Him. When you discover Him, if you discover Him correctly, then in that same mold, that same form that you discover, you begin to feel that He appears. This is considered that you created the right form, that you discover Him, you built such a vessel, and He is revealed inside of this vessel. That is, from you, there has to be the right attitude to the friends, to Bnei Baruch, to humanity, to the whole world. In the end, you are presenting it towards the Creator, that you want to build Him, to resemble Him, like a little child who wants to resemble his parents. This is what we need to do. Okay?
Holland. Good morning, Raf. Really amazing lesson. Our work is, let's say, you said, Raf, that our work is to become similar to the Creator, to develop Adam, and work under concealment, and that this concealment stays. So, in what way does the concealment change? Does it reduce? Or what happens, actually? What is the relation between our work and concealment?
The concealment becomes more sophisticated each time, more complex. It includes within it all kinds of forms of concealment, because we have to build the image of the Creator in a more and more complex, intricate manner with respect to all of his forms towards the created beings. And these forms are truly numerous, infinite. And therefore, accordingly, I discover new qualities in the friends. They become worse. Humanity is becoming more complex, more broken. And on top of that, I need to build a good attitude towards them, with love, connection, with a nice attitude towards the correction, softly, as I depict the Creator who is relating to them in such a way. And also, I never relate to them in a bad way, even though we might depict it as blows that we're getting from the Creator. It's not that He is doing it, but rather we made it so, not Him. We are responding incorrectly to the upper light, and therefore we ourselves are turning it to darkness. Yes, Kos.
Beseder.
Thank you very much, Rav. Thank you very much.
The most important is to understand this lesson. The most important is to understand this lesson in practice, that this is what we have to do each and every moment in our life. This actually is the purpose of the concealment, to give us, similarly, the Creator moves away from the world and is giving us an opportunity to fill up that place instead of Him. He clothes in each and every one of us in order for us to give the right form for His appearance in the world. But we are giving that form. He is giving us the fulfillment. And
yes, Rav, there is a Creator that we need to build, discover, make, and then there is the upper force from which we ask. What do we call upper force that we pray to, and what's the Creator that we... Can you explain this?
You said it very nicely. It is indeed true, because what we build is we are only building a degree, similarly a partial form of the Creator, for whatever we can imagine to ourselves and try to resemble. The upper force from whom we ask for forces, a feeling, an understanding, guidance, that is the general force. That is the difference. So it's as we learn also, there is the structure of the world of Ensof, all of the worlds that exist above us, and there is the matter of the Pertsuf where we exist and we need to build it, and it has a concrete, well-defined form of internal and external and ten sefirot and all of its components. This is what we are. However, when we ask for help, we need to turn similarly to the surrounding light, the upper force. You asked correctly.
Thank
you, Rav, for this explanation, very detailed. This artistry of resembling the Creator through the attitude to the friends, how does that compare to love of friends that Rabash talked about? Is it the same? What is it?
Love of friends
is the means that helps me build the image of the Creator and relate to them, to the friends, just as the Creator relates to them. So, by that we remove the concealment, we expel the concealment, because this way we bring our warmth, our relationship, our love to the place of concealment, so the concealment is not there anymore. The Creator starts shining within us. It's like we create reflected light between us in our relationships, just as the Creator does, and He dresses into that reflected light as direct light, and there's more actions there that we can learn from the construction of the Potsuf, but this is essentially what's happening.
So seemingly the love of friends is the kli, the vessel, and resembling the Creator is a clothing already?
Right, right.
And another small question, if I may, about resembling the Creator. This is mostly in order to give an example to the friends, or is this the work of Adam?
No, this is my work. This is my work. By that, I also give an example to others. Sometimes more, sometimes less. That's already something we will clarify on the way. How much we need to play with that too. There's a game there to play. How much you hide, how much you reveal. Not in everything you need to be open completely towards the friends. Sometimes the other way around. Also when the Creator treats us, He does it in different ways of revelation and concealment. But we're gonna get there later. These are more complex, sophisticated forms. It's like with little kids, right? You can't show kids the complicated forms of relationship between everyone. They don't understand it yet. So the same with us. Right now, we are just learning the first step we need to determine between us.
And the emphasis right now is on the work in the 10 in the worldwide Mukhufle Baruch, right? Less on the...
Right, of course. But we will see how we can also extend that to the whole of Bnei Baruch and the whole of humanity. But most importantly for me is the 10. We are now until the big congress that will hopefully happen in February. We need to compose ourselves in a way that everyone feels that the group is a field that is similar to the Creator, how everyone resembles the Creator.
Доброе утро, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, какое проявление?
Good morning, Rav.
Товарищам,
what kind of revelation of my love towards the friends should I see in the 10 as a result?
It's not that important what I see as a response, as the response of the 10 to what I'm doing. I perhaps will not see good, correct things or what I expect to see. What's important for me is to always examine and research. What does it mean to be good that does good to the bad and to the good to all my friends in the 10 and relate to them that way? To advertise to them that I love them because the Creator ultimately is a force of love. So how do I show them that I wish to resemble the Creator, and that they will know that I'm doing this with effort, that I just decided to be that way, and it's not like this is me. It doesn't matter to us who we each are. Every one of us is just a piece of ego that doesn't take anyone into account, but everyone needs to make himself into the image of the Creator.
Yes, there's a sign now. Parents teach their children out of personal example how to relate to each and everything. Why is the Creator under concealment and is not demonstrating to us an attitude of love and bestowal so that we can even know what it is?
Because then we will be angels. We will certainly do what we do like him.
that means being an angel. However, we are built to be a man, Adam, not an angel, meaning that I myself choose the different ways in which to resemble the Creator. I sort them out, I clarify them, and compose out of them my soul, just like a puzzle. Like pieces of puzzles, the shapes in which I gradually resemble the Creator.
So how can we see an example of how the Creator is operating if he's concealed?
Imagine to yourself what the Creator is, and thus you will see what to do. The good that does good to the bad and to the good. What is the meaning of good? Read the articles. Are you reading every day? How many articles are you reading every day? Two articles?
No, usually less. Well, if it's short or intermediate articles, then maybe. But on average, maybe an article a day.
So you're connecting for 15 minutes?
10 minutes, 3 times a day.
That's not good.
What is good?
Good to connect for half an hour twice a day. Even though most of the Rabash articles can be reviewed in 20 articles, 20 minutes for an article.
Okay, we will try. Another question. What does it mean to be like the Creator towards the ten and like the Creator towards the world? What is the difference?
Well, for the ten, that's clear. Good that does good for the ten and doing all that they expect the Creator to do for them, to give them direction, give them forces, everything. That's what I should try to give them as much as possible. And with regards to the world, well, the world, as much as I can explain to the world what needs to be done, show an example, then I do that as well. Yeah.
Yes, because we see that the Creator is giving blows to the world. So what kind of attitude can we learn? What kind of an example can we take from that?
The Creator doesn't give blows to the world. That's how we say it. How we say it in our language. And I agree that we should continue to say that because it awakens us to turn to Him more. Because the egoistic world doesn't expect anything. That's the only thing that can push it forward. If the world feels blows by the Creator, then it will start relating to the Creator. However, we need to be on a degree in such a state that we don't care. It doesn't matter to us whether we suffer blows or feel an attraction. It's for us an opportunity to resemble the Creator in our attitude to the friends, so everyone sees himself towards the friends as a small Creator.
Rob, can I ask?
Yes.
Does the whole ten need, or do we need the Ahab to pressure us so that we will be Galgal Te'anayim for them?
I am not yet using such terms because we don't have that. You're still not Galgal Te'anayim to have the Ahab.
We need something else besides the friends in the tent to pressure us to reach connection, another force that will pressure us.
Let's build ourselves first. Don't jump. If in the meantime you don't have any structure of your own.
That's my question.
No, the question is, you can't build an additional part to the soul before you have the primary part. That's not how correction works. When you at least have a foundation, vessels that are in mutual bestowal towards each other, then you can build an turn to an external part that will pressure you and awaken you. It's like giving birth to children that will shake us to be more active in life so as to provide them with a livelihood.
Yes, hello, Rokli. Hello, Rav. Maybe the Rav has already answered, but a question for the friends. Does the Creator take pleasure in us looking for Him through the friends? Is this the most efficient way to please Him?
To
search for the Creator means that I look for ways in which I can resemble the Creator. That means to search. How else can I resemble the Creator from the state that I'm in? That is called searching for the Creator. Because He's not there. What are you looking for? The light of Ein Sof, something that is concealed and never revealed. You have to look within the Kli. Make yourself the right Kli. Then you'll start feeling that you build a Kli that He can dress into. Okay, Unity 4.
Вопрос от товарища. Может ли моя критика?
A question, my friend.
Быть из моей любви к нему.
Is my criticism on the friend, can it be out of love?
Again, say it again.
Может ли моя критика к товарищу?
My criticism towards the friend be out of love towards him?
Better to set an example. Best thing is to show a good example to the friend and not to... PT 23.
Rav, suddenly there is a question, but what is an act of bestowal? Am I capable of it? What is an act of bestowal, really?
The fact that you want to resemble the Upper One, the Creator, that on your part is an action of bestowal towards Him. So, you need to try to relate to all the friends and all of creation, really, as you can imagine to yourself the Creator's attitude to that. PT 6.
What does it mean that in each one there is a little Creator inside?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
You said before, at least that's what I heard, that each one should act as though he has some little Creator inside of him. And this is how he acts towards the others.
That a person needs to describe, portray the Creator to himself, doesn't matter in what way, in what intensity, but as much as he can. And that shape is what he wants to clothe himself with. And essentially, that's how we relate to the friends.
But how do I establish this image? How do you establish this thing called the Creator and you start to act from it?
Well, we already explained that it's through Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer that we build from ourselves this image of bestowal that we're capable of that. That's the image of the Creator.
Us, differently. I hear this entire lesson that we need to try each moment to search for how you can resemble the Creator.
To resemble means to love.
To love. So in this moment, what does it mean that I was able to resemble the Creator?
All the time, yeah. You just continue, keep going to succeed in that more and more and look for how in every state the Creator sets up for you in all these changes, you resemble to Him.
Yes, but again, what is this action of resembling yourself?
To relate to the friends, just as you think that the Creator, who is good that does good, relates to them. You as if discover His attitude towards them, even though he himself and his actions are not apparent.
And do I have any indication so that I can check if I acted correctly, if I have the right attitude?
Later you will see that. Yeah. Later you will. But are you seeing something new in what I, in what we discussed today? I just brought this story in order to further explain what the concealment is for, and that's the topic of the lesson.
I don't know, at least for me, this whole matter of resembling the Creator sounds as though it's a lot closer than how it was.
Excellent. Very good. Now do it each and every moment, and then you'll see how many confusions you'll have against that and states in favor and against and all that. Do it. All in all, that's our work. That's also our final mission. By that, you build the human within you.
That's clear. It's just that, I don't know, I have no clue how to begin to act in the right way.
Simple. Just like you are in the 10, start relating to them from within with as much love and connection as possible. Start doing that and you'll see how much disturbances you get as opposed to that. And then you'll have a question. Why am I doing that? In order to bestow, in order to receive, what do I get out of it? What does he get out of it? Am I doing it for the benefit of the friends or my own benefit or the Creator's benefit? You'll start engaging in that and then you'll see how many questions you're going to have. It seems to us as though this is a simple action. It's going to awaken many disturbances.
And so I need to act out, to act. But if the friends are demanding, show me the truth.
I don't understand your questions. It's like you're somewhere in some new story, a different story. You need to show each one towards the other, and Rabash writes about it. You have to show that you're in love, that you're in the mutual support towards one another. That's what we're speaking about. And not about anything but that. By this, you are already doing an action that in somewhat you're resembling the Creator. Afterwards, we'll see 2 lines, 3 lines, all kinds of other components. But for now, this. In each and every state, I, before my group, only towards my group, to see myself that towards them, I'm in love, in a good, positive attitude, in connection between them. In order to show that, I have to be less than them, and also more than them, in everything Rabash writes. He explains what this state is made of for the 10. And today we were speaking only about relating to the 10 like the Creator. But for us, it's divided into a lot of actions.
Rav, можно еще маленький вопрос?
No.
Скажите, как услышать статьи Рабаша? Вот мы читаем их несколько
раз. To hear, okay, we hear Rabash's articles. We listen to them several times a day. But I don't feel them. We don't discuss them. We just read them. How to feel?
Keep reading. Nothing else to say. Keep reading. You have to go through a state where you won't feel anything in them, that they will be completely tasteless, that like there's nothing. And then you'll start feeling them. It'll come from inside, a demand from inside to understand in our life, in our path, what we have to do. Then you'll start seeing.
For Bash that we read every day?
Yes.
So, as you said, we get to read about an article, maybe 2 articles a day. Now, the feeling is that these articles are like a lesson. in the day. And I feel that they're very influential. They affect me greatly. I come with them to the morning lesson. It's as though I forget the morning lesson, but I have them influencing me throughout the day.
That's great. What's the problem? Rabash is above us.
No, the truth is, it's not a problem. I'm just asking, what's so special about this reading we do together? We just read the articles without any explanations, workshops, anything. We just read them.
Right, that's how it should be.
And it clothes really in you. How does it work?
It goes in and it works. Count on it. You just have to read it. Together in the 10 that one reads, everybody listens, and it works on everybody. I'm very happy to hear that.
Can I ask something about that?
Yeah.
Friend, ask me, why does the Rabash also read the Rabash's articles? Aren't they meant for beginners?
I also read Rabash articles. What's the problem? What's the question? That they're for beginners?
Rabash wrote for a beginner 10, as though...
What are you, so naive, beginners? This is in Togmar Tikkun what he wrote. It's so deep that you'll see it, because every time we scrutinize new desires that are corrupted, that arise from the depth of the shattered general soul, that's why every time we are standing before these articles of Rabash and Bala Sulam, in a way that we have new discernments. And it doesn't matter that we had it yesterday. Every day it should be new in your eyes. Every day I see something newer and deeper that activates me, that I get inspired from it more, specifically from day to day, till this day, even though more than 40 years have passed. See? Well, not 40 Rabash wrote them in, he started writing them in, I don't know, like 83, 84. So, yeah, soon it'll be 40 years. But I see them every time I see something new in them. That's why there's no question about it. That for me, or that I also have friends, I'm with them, that they read, and I get inspired by what he writes. And for me, every time it's a new article. But I don't think it's good if you read like half an article and then another half of an article. Maybe it's better to still have a meeting, keep going for 5 more minutes and finish. Try. That still is desired.
You spoke about how maybe it's better to hold 2 meetings of half an hour every day. So trying to see what the right boundary is, because we don't want to harm the necessities of the friends during the daytime as they work.
I don't know. To me, it seems that 2 times a day, half an hour, and nothing more than that, that's enough for us to go over all Rabash articles, and that along with that, we have the morning lessons, and in this way, we can build ourselves. Still, you see that every day, I can't give you more than the morning lesson. I have like a portion that I need. I open it. And I present it towards you. And that lives in you. And in addition to the Rabash articles, we fill ourselves in a good way. That's it.
So on the one hand, it's clear, and the more the better, but I'm asking, in our reality, we have friends for whom it harms their necessity, the work. So what to do?
I don't think that twice a day, half an hour each time, it will take all the time that they're devoting to their life. What? You don't pray, you don't do all kinds of actions, other actions. What? Nothing.
Today the meetings are 12:30 p.m. and 12:30 p.m. and 5. It's work time.
So don't do it at those times. What do you want from me? I'm not telling you when to meet. Still, the main thing is to read Rabash. And somehow we have to finish them. What, Michael?
So, if we meet at some time that 10 decided, and we're done reading the article, can we just have it for less than half an hour if we're done with the article?
So maybe put that time later on, or read like a short article there that isn't according to the order. The main thing for us is to go from beginning to the Rav, can I ask about the first part of the lesson?
Yes.
A way for me to measure my love towards the 10. Can I say that it's when I discover that they're purposeful and devoted to the path?
No, they can be very small, not very devoted to the goal, but you're advancing towards the revelation of the Creator with them in order to bestow contentment upon Him. These are your vessels. The Creator brought you to the 10 and He says to you, take this for yourself. And so you need to accept them as parts of your soul, of your soul. You have nothing more than that. And it's very difficult to replace the 10. It's very difficult to work in a way where it's as though you think, oh, I got these friends randomly. It seems random to you, but you must accept them and work with them because that is your soul. And you need to be in it. And there's no getting out of there. Continue as much as you can until the Creator separates you, does something else, this or that. It's in His hands. And so you have to see the people you're with in such a way where that's it. You're with them, they're with you, and all together you discover the end of correction.
That's clear, and that's also easy. The 10 is very strong and purposeful. What I'm trying to understand is about the connection between the importance and the greatness towards the path, towards the Kabbalist, towards the goal. The connection between that and how I express love towards the friends. Is there a connection? I can't understand it.
The connection is such that everything that you read from the Kabbalists needs to be as a foundation for you.
Rav, now during the day we're reading Rabash.
Yes.
And I have a big desire throughout the day when I meet the friends to also hear a few minutes of the morning lesson with them. They choose selected excerpts. There's a wonderful team that take the best parts of the morning lesson. I also want to hear a few minutes of that with the friends. Of that same morning lesson. You give mainly importance to Rabash?
No, of course. I'm not reducing the importance of the morning lessons in any way. The other way around, I prepare what I tell all of you. It's not just me speaking out of myself in the morning lesson. I just open up and start talking. I always think before the morning lesson what I need to talk about. What's the next stage we need to enter? How do I awaken you all towards that? How can you, in what way can you understand it? How will you respond to it, all of you? Half an hour before the morning lesson, I prepare that ahead of time, and maybe I'm not so successful in that, but this is my very meticulous preparation, and I think about this, and I bring this to all of you as prepared. like birds bring something back to the nest.
It's really felt. That's why I'm asking if it's okay when we define those meetings in the middle of the day, should we, as a 10, listen to a few minutes of the morning lesson? To me, it's more essential than Rav Asher.
Okay, that's true too. So, look, I just don't know. It seems to me that throughout the day, a person can listen here and there to the morning lesson, to what we talked about in the background as he walks and as he eats or works or just at home. He has some minutes where he can sound that and listen. Today you have all sorts of devices that can, maybe not the whole morning lesson, the first hour. Yes, so do that. When is it ready for download?
The first hour is ready the moment this lesson ends.
Right, so you can download it, yes?
Yep.
Okay, so you can download it and use.
Of course, that's what we're doing, but I have earphones all day. This is when I'm with myself. I'm speaking that I have a need with my 10 when I meet them in the middle of the day, a few minutes to listen to a part of the lesson that it'll live between us and the 10. Is that good?
That's good too. That's something different altogether. That's a group action where deliberately you all listen to it together in order to receive it and utilize it, actualize it, so that it clothes in all of you. I respect that greatly as well. You can do that. But to do it instead of reading a whole article from Abash, I don't know.
That is the question.
I don't know. It seems to me that it's not that 5 minutes are sufficient. Try it. You know what? Try it. I don't want to decide.
That's great. That 5 minutes, there's a team that prepares like little bites of, like for little birds. But take 5 minutes. That's okay?
Yes. Yes. Good. And later we'll see. Maybe you need more. But the fact that we read a bash that enters into us, all of us, and it builds us from within, just in a different way, in a more generalized way,